proclamation number 2441 dated the August 8, 1942. Path of life predetermined by God. Free will. Deed and effect. The smallest events in earthly life have their purpose, even when it is not evident to the human being. There are no coincidences but only divine providence, because every person's path of life has been predetermined in detail, although always in accordance with the will of the human being, which God has foreseen since eternity. This is of such immense importance that people should know of it, yet this very teaching often results in misguided thoughts, inasmuch as the human being now believes himself to be exempt of all responsibility for all events, since everything has to happen in accordance with God's eternal will anyway. The blessing of embodiment also includes free will for the human being, and now he can behave and think according to this very will. Thus he lives his life as he wants. However, he also needs to have the opportunity to test his will, i.e., to choose between good and evil. Consequently, only the will to spiritually transform his soul is completely free, while the will of the human being in relation to earthly matters is effectively still constrained, although by virtue of his will he can in fact determine earthly events but he can only carry them out. The result, however, will never depend on him alone. The result of human volition is governed by God, and namely in accordance with the wisest plan in a manner that it can benefit the development of the soul should the human will once again be thus inclined. Consequently, God's will can prevent every human being's plan, where he first has to have God's approval before it can be carried out. But this approval will even be given by God if an action does not correspond to divine will, so that the freedom of will is not reduced. However, whether or not it is as successful as the person had hoped for does not depend on the person. Everything comes to pass in accordance with God's will, and whatever journey of life lies ahead of a person is God's will, who offers the human being the opportunity to achieve maturity in a manner that his soul can benefit from it. On the other hand, however, the human being has to answer for his will if he wants to do something bad, even if divine intervention prevents an outcome. Corresponding to the person's will, which God has known since eternity, he is confronted by all events as God has ordained. He has used the will of people, which is known to him, as a guiding principle for their earthly life and now effectively gives this will free rein, while protecting those people who are devoted to him from all adverse results of other people's bad will. Amen.